look at something of Baptist history each Sunday morning, and I want to say that this is the beginning of the 10th year. Pastor Vogel asked me 9 years ago to start doing this, and I just want to say that it's been a real blessing to me. I hope it's been a help to you. And I didn't come into it. I mean, I love history, and I love Baptist history, but I did not know many of the things that I was going to discover. And I will just say that to me, and I, you know, have read a lot of things here and try to bring you just a synopsis, but it's been a real help to me just as a Christian to read the stories of these men and ladies, these groups of people, and really has built my faith, reading about their example and the things that have, you know, have gone on for centuries. I just want to say that. I also want to say that was 9 years ago today, and Sam, you correct me here if I'm wrong, but I think Pastor Vogel started Acts chapter 1 that same Sunday, so I don't know, but that's just my memory of it.
You are getting old.
Yes. All right, so today I want to look at a man, Johann Anken, who is called the father of the German Baptists, and he was born in January of 1800. He died January 2nd of 1884, and he lived in a period of time in history and resided in Germany, which at that time knew nothing of freedom of religion, knew nothing of what we would call freedom of conscience to worship God as you want. You remember Germany, of course, which in a sense led the Reformation from the 1500s, became a Lutheran state, and it was illegal to be anything but a Lutheran. So they went full bore the other way, throwing off the Catholic Church, but then almost doing the same thing with the Lutheran Church. And so it was illegal in Germany until just recently, not that long ago, 150 years ago, to be anything but Lutheran in Germany, which is interesting note. But Johann Anken was born in Germany, as I said, raised in a Lutheran home. He was raised in a church, and he treasured his Bible. He read it regularly. But as a teenager, he left Germany, and he was sent to England, where he worked as an apprentice for a devout Scottish Presbyterian man. And that man would witness to him and share things from the Scripture that he had never heard before. As I said, he was reading his Bible. He had a serious accident that almost killed him. And it was following that accident that became more and more sensitive, really, to his personal spiritual needs. And when he was recovering from that accident, he accepted Christ as a Savior as a teenager, as he attended this this church that he was as he was apprenticed under this man in England. And later, he went to a Methodist church in England and heard a rousing sermon on missions. And he said, from that day on, he said, I became a witness, albeit a weak one, of God's love to sinners and his all-powerful grace. He presented himself to that church to be a missionary back to the German people. And he was sent out from that church and from an organization called the British Continental Society. And, of course, the Lutheran faith lacked any kind of evangelistic fervor, so he united with that church there. It was an English Reformed church, and he set out for Hamburg to be a missionary. Now, as I said, it was illegal in Germany to do that, because that was not being a good Lutheran. And so he was forbidden to preach, and he resorted to just distributing Bibles as much as he could, since he wasn't allowed to preach. And actually, it's said that over his lifetime, he passed out over 2 million copies of the Bible personally, and so quite a ministry there. When he had his first son, when his wife gave birth to his first child, he began to wonder about having the child baptized, christened. And as he was reading his Bible, of course, he became convinced that there is no authority in Scripture for infant baptism. And at that point, he really accepted Baptist principles and realized that he was not going to baptize his baby, but he himself needed to be baptized because he had been saved. But it took him a long time to find someone who would baptize him. It took him 5 years of searching to find somebody who would perform a baptismal service. And in the course of that time, he eventually ran across a man who was an American studying in German, a pastor, Barnes Sears. And Johann Anken and six others who wanted to follow God's word were baptized on April 22nd, 1834. And they were immersed at night in the River Elbe near Hamburg. And the next day, these seven constituted a church, the First Baptist Church in modern time in Germany. And Anken was chosen as pastor. And don't have time to go into his whole life, but his was an amazing life after this. And within a little more than 4 years, he had begun churches in Berlin, in Oldenburg, in Stuttgart. He then began to get a lot of persecution. He was summoned before the magistrates. The Senate, actually, in Hamburg, attempted to suppress him and these other folks that were witnessing and beginning these churches. In May of 1840, he was arrested. He was thrown into prison, which would be the first of many, many imprisonments over the next years. That imprisonment just stirred the people more, and his witness and their witness just spread like wildfire because of that persecution. After he was out of prison, he began preaching all over actually Europe. He started churches in Denmark and the Netherlands. He preached and started churches in Lithuania and Switzerland and Poland and Russia. And one time there's a kind of a interesting anecdote that said that he was brought before the mayor, the burgomaster of the town where he was. And this mayor confronted him with these words. He said, "Anken, as long as I can lift my little finger, I'll put you down from preaching this gospel." And Anken said, "Mr. Burgomaster, as long as I can see God's mighty hand above your little finger, I will preach this gospel." And that's the kind of man he was. In 1860, finally Germany passed religious freedom laws. And then in 1867, this First Baptist Church of Hamburg, Hamburg, they dedicated a new building, seating 1,400 people, and just God tremendously blessed this time. But isn't that interesting that it was not until 1860 that Germany had freedom of religion? And January 2nd, 1884, his biographer says, "The soul of Mr. Anken stretched his wings for the land of unfading day in Zurich, Switzerland, and he went home to be with the Lord." And this father of German Baptists, as he's known, tremendous man, Johann Anken, and a man to remember and thank the Lord for in his testimony.